Father, it is such a joy to know that you are always God. Never a time when you're not. No matter our situations, no matter what we see and hear and face and experience, you are still God. What a safe place, what an anchor for our soul. And this morning as we spend time with you, we want to thank you, Father, as a gang. You just lean forwards and you share with us and you take us deep into the incredible workings of faith. It's like your science that is far above our own understanding of science. So we want to thank you by your Holy Spirit this morning as you share, impart to us, release the incredible life of your truth, of your word into us, and we receive today the working of your word, the life-giving reality of your word and spirit and truth. And we thank you for this morning. So, Lord Jesus, you have done again something marvelous in coming down and living as a man and taking our place so that we too could come into your family and know what it is to be so loved by you. And we thank you for this morning. So today, Father, we give you praise and glory as by your Holy Spirit you draw people to your Son Jesus throughout the nations. Thank you for how you, Lord Jesus, are empowering your body, you're washing your body with your word, and you're just doing something so profound in your church, in your body worldwide, and we honor you that we can be part of something to bring glory to the Father. And this we ask and receive through Jesus. Amen. Amen. See, this is not... Hello, Joshua. Today we're going to continue on the area of faith, and it's going to be looking at the spiritual, what can we say, almost like spiritual science in the reality of how this faith of God works, and just taking something, and I believe this morning God's going to heal a lot of hopelessness, he's going to inspire, he's going to break open many things in our lives that will just help us to really get excited about the most incredible gift of faith that God has given to us. He loves us so much, he's given us faith, and he's teaching us how to use it, how to live in this gift that he has given to us as believers. So we've been looking at Mark chapter 9, and I want to just recap this few scriptures that we've been looking at, and here again where the disciples are trying to help this father's son that's demon possessed and is battling, and then the boy's father comes and explains that from childhood he's had this problem, and then the father says to Jesus, from childhood, he answered, it has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. And we've been focusing on these words, if you can do anything. And those are important words, if you can do anything. If you can do anything. And many times that's our cry, that's our, we're struggling with something in our lives, whatever it may be. And if you can help, you know, if you can help. It's the same kind of cry that you and I have when we are in desperate situations. And so here then Jesus replies, Jesus replied, if you can, said Jesus. So again, as I mentioned previously, Jesus is challenging that statement and is speaking into that statement as he does. He speaks into our doubt. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes. And immediately the boy's father explained, I do believe, help me overcome my belief. So we've been looking at that also in chapter 11 in Mark. Also, we've looked at this particular scripture where Jesus clears the temple and he then speaks to that fig tree, and that fig tree had withered. And the next morning when the disciples came and they saw that it was withered, they asked him, look, the tree you cursed has withered. And he says, have God, have faith of God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. So we've been looking at these particular scriptures and spending quite a bit of time over the last two Sundays in this. Now, when we ended off last Sunday, we were focusing on the word impossible, and we noticed that that word impossible, or possible, all things are possible, that word possible is from the word, from dunamos, where we get the word dynamite, so it's power. It's the ability that is pretty awesome. And so Jesus is saying all things are possible. There's this incredible power and ability to do something which may seem impossible to you, but for me, Jesus says, it's not. And he says over there, the reality, the force, the power that has come, that's being released is your faith. And so we notice over there that in this faith that God has given, we've heard him speak to us. He's a faith. Jesus spoke into this man's doubt, and he says all things are possible. And so when you and I hear the word of God, we know that the faith that comes up as we now speak this faith, as we respond, as we act upon this faith, we know that now there is a power that is towards that impossible situation, to make it, to move it, to shift it into the possibility. And that's why when Jesus spoke and he said to that fig tree, and he cursed it, and he explains that if you say to the mountain, it'll move. And this is the power that is involved when you're speaking about faith. And this is a God faith. Now, the demonic faith works the same. And we'll look at that over there. That's why our curses and witchcraft operates. Because faith has a power to activate, to do something that shifts something, that moves something. And here we've got God's faith, which has a different outcome than the demonic faith. Okay. And so that's what we've been looking at. We also had a look at a scripture in Philippians chapter 1. And I was going to just read it there. And Paul is writing to Philemon and he says, the faith that we share, that your faith, this faith that we share might become more effective in the acknowledgement of every good thing that is in us in Christ. Now that's quite a statement. So the faith that we share, this gift of faith, this faith that God has given to us to believe that he exists, to believe and he got born again, this faith that we share, may it become more effective. How does it become more effective? When you and I acknowledge, when you and I begin to acknowledge what is within us, who are in Christ Jesus. Now that's a statement that is so profound and so full of truth. So let me read this again. So the faith that we share might become more effective in acknowledgement of every good thing that is in us in Christ. And this is why we spoke in the first session on this faith, how revelational truth is crucial, and the understanding of that is crucial for us to become more effective in this faith that is already inside of us. And this is why the Holy Spirit, his ministry is so crucial for you and I, to share with us spiritual truths. When Paul writes in Ephesians 1 verse 3, praise be to God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. all every good thing that we now have, the inheritance, every good thing that we now have, when we begin to start to acknowledging that, something profound takes place because we're getting into agreement. To acknowledge something requires faith. To acknowledge what we have requires the Holy Spirit to share with us what we have, and we're acknowledging, we're receiving. So now, from our spirit, now we are starting to allow this incredible faith that we have to start to have an impact in our soul dimension, in our thoughts, in our feelings and our emotions, because we're now getting into agreement. Well, Paul says it another way in Romans chapter 6 and verse 13 and etc. When he's speaking about Christ has died for us, we've all died. He's raised, we all raised. Therefore, he carries on. Now start to think the same. Start to acknowledge that truth. Only then do we start to find that this faith now is busy working because it's activated and we're using this gift of faith, and now that which Christ has done now becomes a reality in our lives. Okay, because we've acknowledged it, we've got into agreement. And so the prayer, that's why you'll see a lot of the prayers that Paul is praying is for the Holy Spirit to give revelation. The Father by the Spirit of truth to give understanding, revelation of what we already have. All the good things that we have in Christ Jesus. What is in us? And this was why when we started to speak, we really have faith in us. It's in us. We have the Holy Spirit. One of the aspects of the Holy Spirit, He is faith. He's in us. Can you imagine the Father doubting His word? No. See, because faith is full persuasion, it's total conviction. God is always pretty secure in His word. When He created and He spoke, He wasn't saying, I wonder if it's going to work or not. He spoke, it happened. See, that's the faith we've got in us, because it's God's faith. The same faith as God. But we don't know what's in us. And this is what the Holy Spirit wants us to give us understanding. What is in us as the body of Christ on this planet earth? What is in us? This faith that created, God spoke in creation, is in us. He wants us to learn how to walk in it. And this is why there will be so much healing and be aware that God's going to show the areas of tremendous unbelief in our lives. But that's important to acknowledge, man, I don't really, really know what faith is all about. And God is helping us now to really get a better understanding of what faith is all about. So Philemon 1, and I didn't read out of the NIV, I just read more from the literal translation of the Greek, because it just makes it easier to understand. Then, in John chapter 15, and we had a look at this scripture again, but I want to just recap John 15 verse 7, because it's going to play a big role as we start to acknowledge what is in us. Look what Jesus says in John 15 about the wine and the vine and the branches. And he carries on, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. That's important. Faith comes from hearing. Okay? How does God declare us righteous? By faith in believing in Christ Jesus, and God then gives us Christ's righteousness. So faith is crucial. So here we see, he says, you are already clean, okay, because they have received of the word, they believe, they've received. There's a faith reality I've spoken to you. So now remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. And then he carries on, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. From apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, if anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burnt. If you remain, verse 7 is a key verse here, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Go back to Philemon 1. The faith that we share might become more effective in acknowledgement of every good thing that is in us in Christ Jesus. Jesus says over here, if you remain in me and my words remain in you. See, when we start to acknowledge what Jesus has spoken, when we start to acknowledge what God has spoken, and we've taken those words in, remember the parable of the sower. We hear, no understanding, it's gone. We hear, we begin to understand, but there's no intimacy, there's no walk with God, it's just it's quickly gone. But if we start to take hold of the Word of God, and we work through it, and we allow it to now, we're acknowledging this Word, and we're starting to take this word, so we're starting to experience the reality of this word in our lives. What takes place? That's when we're acknowledging that this word of God that he has spoken is in us, and we become more effective. Okay, we'll look at how that works as we continue this morning. So I'm just giving you scriptures just to lay a bit of a foundation. So we've looked at a few verses. Now today, I'd like us to go to Hebrews chapter 11. That famous portion on faith. In verse 1, now faith is being sure, or faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not yet seen. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. And then it carries on. And after this morning, it'll be good to go back and just read through and see how does it fit into the examples that the writer here is busy writing about the different people. Because we notice over there, it's something that is not visible, but they see it and it becomes a reality. So we're seeing something about this thing called faith, this gift that God has given to you and I. Now, one of the things about this first word here, now faith is, the NIV would say being sure, some of it will say the assurance, the conviction. There's a few words that they use for that. The things of God are spiritual. Forgiveness is spiritual. His promise of provision is a spiritual reality. Healing is a spiritual thing, what Christ has done. You see, his leadership, everything about how God deals with us is all spiritual, because God is spirit. That's why Jesus says, the words I speak to you are spirit and truth. That's why the Holy Spirit, who knows what the Father's, what's in his heart, comes and communicates us to us spiritual truths. The world cannot understand it. It's foolishness, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, but it's spiritual truths. So that now, because we've got the Holy Spirit, we're able to understand, so that we have the mind of Christ. So everything about our Christian walk here, from God's perspective, he wants to make known to us. That which is in us is all spiritual. It's in our spirit man, and we've got understanding by the Holy Spirit. So how does it manifest? How do we get it out of, from that spiritual unseen world? How do we get it to become a reality here? And this is, I think, is going to be very helpful for you and I as we go into this. So that's why in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, when we read there that, that this faith that we have over here is the assurance of things hoped for, but is also the conviction, the deep conviction of things yet unseen. So it's something that is spiritual, but we know it's going to become a reality. Okay? How many times have we prayed for healing? How many times have we prayed for something and we don't see it taking place? Why is that? What is God teaching us? What are we going to learn? How many times have we walked in what we understood at that time to be faith and we've been disappointed, and as a result we don't want to try out anymore because maybe it's not going to work and it's going to fail and et cetera, et cetera. This is today God healing all this stuff in our lives so that we can rise and we can walk in amazing gift of faith that He's given to you and I. So we've got this amazing example. So this word that we're looking at over here, this word assurance, I've mentioned before, it's where in the Greek, it's the word support, it's the word foundation. In other words, everything that the Word of God has released, what God has spoken, faith is a foundation so that that can be built upon that. Okay, it is a support. Now, another word that many of you will understand because of working at Sasol and going through science is the word substance. What is substance? Substance is a material that something's made of. Now, all of a sudden, faith is a material that something's made of. See, when we start to think like this, we start to see the manifestation of what that word that God spoke to us all about. So now we're beginning to understand something about faith being the substance. I enjoy this definition. Substance, the ultimate reality that underlies all outward manifestation and change. The ultimate reality that underlies all outward manifestations and change. Substance, the physical material from which something is made of. So now, God speaks. We hear the Holy Spirit speak to us the Word of God. And all of a sudden, this faith that we have has got a substance. And this substance that is in this faith has got everything to bring about the manifestation of what God has spoken to you and I. There's nothing lacking. It has all the substance to bring it about for us who believe. Doubt moves and tries to stop that from us really understanding and believing. So we know that when God communicates to us, just say God's in our time, God begins to share and He speaks to us and He says, listen, fear not. What an incredible promise that He gives to you and I. Just for instance. So we know whatever we're going to be facing or what we are facing, we know that what God has now spoken to us, this, we've got this faith, fear not, has the substance to deal and remove the fear in our lives and to establish the peace of God in our lives. It's got all the substance to do that for us who believe. But if we don't believe, so when Jesus walking on the water and Peter sees and everyone's a bit afraid and are you really there? And Jesus says, come walk on the water with me. And Peter jumps up and he walks. What's he walking on? Substance. He's walking on the substance of walking on water. You see, it's that unseen spiritual reality of the word of Jesus has come. That's now the substance that forms and manifests in solid water. You could walk on it. See, there's an incredible spiritual science of God in this incredible gift of faith that he's teaching us about today. So now he walks on water, but then unbelief because of what he's seeing, and all of a sudden that substance, whoops, and he starts to sink, and he calls out to Jesus, and then Jesus helps him. That's how it works. And that's why God is helping us. So when he speaks to us, as he speaks to us on a daily basis and he shares with us truths from his word, from his heart, as we're going around in life and we hear God speaking in a way to us that he knows how to communicate, that word that he has shared, that word has everything in it to bring about that which needs to be brought about. Everything. There's nothing lacking. And that is the power. So when we now will come, this say the prayer of faith, and God has spoken, and just say he says to some of us, whatever it may be, this is what he shared, and now we're coming in the prayer of faith, we're coming believing God. We know that now we are receiving, and we know that we have. That's why I said, whatever you ask for, believe that you have. You know that God, I've received all the substance needed now for a miracle to take place in my life. And I believe that. And that's why he says nothing's impossible, we believe. Let my word remain in you, he's saying. Same thing. Now we've got the substance in us. And now, whatever we ask for in prayer, it will be done because this is to my Father's glory. So as God speaks, faith is about the substance that's in this faith. It's all about the Father being glorified. It's not about our own wishes and desires and just what we want to do. It's about the glory of the Father. And here we have this example. So when you go through the examples here in Hebrews chapter 11, we start to look at them and we start to see, yes, something. Because all of them, God spoke about things unseen, but they believed. And so they had the substance and they carried on. And he says, you know, obviously there was a lot of the partial fulfillment in the physical realm, but it was really referring to the reality of the city of God to us as believers, God's dwelling within us, the city of God. And so I think he has an incredible truth for you and I. So as I've shared, a demonic faith, the demons speak, they're full of faith, they believe. It has all the substance from the evil. What's the outworking? What's the manifestation? Is evil. See, that's how it works. So when they curse, when they pray, when they do all their rituals and that, they're full of faith. All the substance to deceive, all the substance to cause harm and to steal and to rob, it's all in that. And they see. So people have more faith in the demonic than in God and credible truth. So we fear all these things. God speaks in his word. This faith is all the substance that manifests what God is like, his nature, life, truth, etc. So, How's our faith? What is helpful? It's like for me, as God is taking me through this, what a joy to pray for a community, what God has promised for 1947. Knowing that the prayer of faith, knowing that everything is in this faith that God has given to us. And as we proclaim, as we prophesy, as we decree, as we pray, knowing that something is taking place. Because in this faith is the substance to bring about the manifestation in the natural. That's how faith works. And that is why prophecy is so, so crucial. Because when you prophesy, we can prophesy without faith. But we can prophesy in faith. And that's a different story. Because when we prophesy, that's how the Old Testament prophets work. All the time they would be prophesying because of a faith in God. And what took place? We saw the manifestation. Sometimes it took years, but we saw the manifestation because the substance was released and the Holy Spirit and the whole reality of the spiritual realm of God is working and bringing it about. So even this morning, faith through love is all that it's all about. So as I'm communicating this morning and I'm reading the Word of God, there's a substance in there to bring about whatever God wants you to hear and to receive in your life. That's the power of the Word of God. That's the power of faith. So when you and I pray for our families, when we pray for these situations, we don't pray with unbelief. We pray because God has spoken. We know we've got this faith. We can now pray because there's a substance of God to bring about the manifestation of what He has spoken. And that's how it works. Sometimes it might take a day, sometimes it might take a year, sometimes it might take 5 years. Abraham and Sarah journeyed a while before the promise came, but they carried on believing, being fully persuaded that God was able to do what He had promised. They walked in faith. And that's what you and I do. So hopefully this helps a little bit to just understand that next time you're going to be praying and I pray, just start to realize that God spoke and that word has got all the material needed to manifest it in the natural, to be able to move the mountain and to shift. And then we start to experience whatever we ask for in His name. We start to see things taking place. We get the answers. It's amazing, amazing promises that our Lord Jesus gives and teaches us about faith. So we get excited about prayer. We get excited about stepping out in faith. I'm praying in my own life because I can't see heart disease. You know, it's like, but I have a word that God has spoken to me about, and I received it. So now I know that the substance of healing is working in me. Because His word has the substance. I believe it. So I know that something is happening because of the powerful work of His word, the healing substance in His word. There's a provision substance in His word. There's a protection substance in His word. There's a guidance substance in His word. There's everything in His word. Let's receive it and let's believe it. Take it into our heart. And then Jesus says it'll start to bear fruit. 100-fold more. Amen. Yeah. Any questions that you have before we close?
Just a comment. I spoke to you last week. Mm. see the work God is already doing. It does not wait for you to get up and do certain things for it to happen. But actually, God is already at work. God moves and changes things without you having to sway from place. You sit in a meeting and all of a sudden you see things getting in your direction.
Everything that is spiritual, God communicates. Faith has a substance to manifest into the natural. That's how it works there. And that's why when, like at these meetings, and we just sit there and, Lord, you in us, you with me, you here. Just that faith, the substance of His presence is doing a powerful work. You know, we are privileged. What a gift that God has given to us is faith there. It's life-changing. It's such a blessing to many, many people that we're not aware of, but just because we believe, God, you're with us, you're in us, and where we go today, your kingdom is manifesting substance. Faith is releasing the substance to bring about the will of the Father. Yes. That's right. Another, it's the guarantee is another word of it. Okay. So what are you going to ask for and receive by faith today? Amen. Father, we want to thank you for just sharing with us something that I believe is going to affect us, change us. When the writer spoke there that without faith it's impossible to please you because we need to believe that you exist. You are spiritual and you have given us faith and you are real. It's not that you're not real. And this shows us just how powerful faith is and the substance that's in this faith that enables us to know that you are very, very real and alive and involved in our lives. Thank you for this gift of faith. We see the examples where kingdoms were conquered, where they overcame many things because they simply believed. And so this morning we want to thank you, Jesus, how you inspire us, how you showed us and led us. And as you're teaching us now about your word remaining in us, as we acknowledge what is in us, as the Holy Spirit has shared from you what is truth to us. And so we want to thank you this morning. We do confess the many times we've had unbelief in our hearts. But we will thank you as you share with us just more and more insight of how this faith works so that we can have a better understanding and therefore able to just live by faith. And we thank you for that. Lord, when we see many, many times when you speak to us in our own lives, we see the outworking of Peter walking on the water. We see the outworking of the parable of the sower. We see the outworking of the Father and His Son. And this is our reality. But today we want to thank you for you being the author and perfecter. And so Holy Spirit, we receive your ministry and just bringing in the healing, just bringing in what needs to be dealt with us so that this very life of yours will just flood the areas of our hearts, and we thank you for that. You've given us the most incredible shield of faith. What an incredible, incredible part of the most amazing armory that you have given to us as believers. And we want to thank you how this shield, this faith, quenches every arrow that the enemy sort of throws to us. It's greater than the faith of the demonic. So we want to thank you for your divine protection. And today, Lord Jesus, I want to just speak and ask right now in the name of Jesus for every demonic arrow of unbelief, of confusion, of doubt that has been released into us as believers. In the name of Jesus, remove all those arrows. And we want to thank you for the angelic help in removing every arrow that the enemy has thrown and shot into us as believers. And we thank you as unbelief arrows fall out. And Jesus, again, your truth. Thank you as you release truth into our lives and bring in the healing where those arrows may have pierced and caused unbelief, anger, resentfulness, disappointment, all of these things that come because of unbelief. We ask, Father, now that by your Holy Spirit you'll give us a revelation of your incredible goodness, that you'll give us a revelation of how you are for us and not against us. You'll open up an area of your incredible love for mankind and how we are part of something so beautiful to bring about the manifestation of your kingdom. So we're asking that by your Holy Spirit you'll show us the substance of your kingdom. So as we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. There will be so much faith knowing that as we are decreeing that, something powerful is taking place. The substance of yours to manifest it into the natural is being released and activated. And your word does not return empty, but will accomplish what you're wanting it to accomplish. So we can stand and say, your kingdom come this morning. Your will be done. As it is in heaven, let it be done here. We can stand and say with faith, Father, that your glory to manifest more and your kingdom to manifest greater here in our town and our cities and our nation and the nations. And we thank you. Lord, where those arrows have been pulled out and there's blood on the floor, I'm asking that there will be a supernatural healing in every, often this is the case, every demonic poison, let it come out and just fall to that floor. It will not contaminate us as believers. It will not contaminate faith. It will not contaminate faith in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the cleansing, the powerful of your blood, Lord, in just cleansing and releasing. You've redeemed us. You've redeemed faith from the darkness. It's your gift you've given to us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.